Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Dr. Michael Sanders, the co-author of Quantum Lean, Talking Lean to the Next Level. He has worked in every phase of the supply chain, including as CEO and president of food, energy, distribution, and high-tech firms. Dr. Sanders is also the co-founder of the nonprofit organization Beehive Fund, and he's also sought for his expertise in negotiation, organizational psychology, Six Sigma, quality systems, and regulatory compliance. Michael has a PhD in industrial engineering and an MBA from Texas Tech University. And Dr. Sanders, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. So tell us what actually inspired you to write the book Quantum Lean.
Well, it is a kind of a silly story. I was brought up in a very poor country. And when I was a kid, I was put into child labor, of course, to try to make some money for my family. Every year I was doing that. And one of my jobs was being an apprentice for a welder. So from early on, I really got into manufacturing. And by the time I was a teenager, I was really into it. And I was a master welder, and I was also working in stamping and cutting and so on. When I came to the United States, I was able to manage to get my undergraduate degree in biochemistry. And then I went into using a compound I came up with, making food products with no fat, low calorie. And that kind of twisted my whole direction in life. Instead of going for med school, I went to business. But after 7.5 years of manufacturing and distribution business and food industry, I realized I really don't know much about processes at all. So I went back to school and I got my master's and PhD in engineering, in industrial and systems engineering, and I learned about processes. At that time, the idea of lean systems was becoming very hot in the United States because the leading industrial community was trying to compete against Japanese, of course, and they're trying to get the best model, which was Toyota Systems, Toyota Production System, and then they relabeled it as Lean Manufacturing System or Lean Production System. So I got heavily into it, and for several years I was a professor in Michigan and got introduced to GM, and GM recruited me to teach their managers and so on, and I got very heavily involved in the automotive industry. Then I realized that this lean system that's been introduced to us is not really completely covering what the needs of the organizations are, particularly when it comes down to smaller businesses, smaller manufacturers, and even service industry, and those who really don't make much of many, many things alike, custom shops and things like that. So I started putting the system together to fit these custom environments. Environment that produces three or five of the same thing and then changes the model all the time. And I met Sean in 1996, actually, and we kind of worked together first very slowly and not much directly. Sean Fields is my co-author, and independently for the following 6 years, we came up with the same conclusion that this lean as it is going on is not working. So when we got together, we compiled our findings in the field and discoveries and several papers I had written, and technical papers, and then we realized, hey, this is something really, really interesting. So we started our first company implementing our processes and our version of lean, and it turned out to be fantastic. It was a custom shop that was in Canada, in Calgary, and was producing their products. I can't really tell you the details, but the products they were producing previous year, they had the best year. With our system on the current year, going into ninth month, they already doubled the previous year, and it was phenomenal. So that led to working with many different industries, variety of different companies. And finally, after roughly about 18 years in the field validating what we have, we came up with this Quantum Lean. And Quantum Lean is really not contrasting or denying the current lean system. It's enhancing, it's making it more focused to the core idea that Toyota Production System has created using our original original Henry Ford system plus quality system that was a initiation of American leading quality gurus all together as a package. And we basically brought it down to smaller companies, even folks who are at the start of their organizational journey, who are entrepreneurial level and they're just starting, or they have initiated and they have gone into business 2-3 years, they can take huge advantage of our process.
That's quite phenomenal. The results seen using and implementing this process, Quantum Lean. So take it further, get into some of the details on what is Quantum Lean, if you would.
Well, Quantum Lean, in its core, focuses on the product. When we define product, we mean either goods, tangible goods that come out of manufacturing facilities, or services that are provided by service industry. So product is two types, goods or services. In either case, we look into the end result. What is it that comes out of these organizations and are offered in the society, whether for the end user or customers or consumers, or for another company that uses those products to create their own products? So the ultimate outcome of any organization's activities as a product, we only focus on that. So to reach to its completion stage, a product starts from its initiative step of company getting engaged with the customer, getting a PO number, and it's the shape and fit and form varies at that stage, which is in a piece of paper traditionally, and now it's become more electronically advanced. It's probably a digital PO number with a email coming. That is the shape of the product. And then that goes through the organizational processes until it reaches its end, completed, finished product going to the user. During that journey, this product changes form, shape, and fit. But what happens is we focus on that only, because all the resources, including human place, equipment, tools, and even capital, all the resources that are forming this organization, we treat them as servant to the product. So that is where the difference is between our lean view and traditional lean view. Traditional lean view focuses on the resources almost 99% of the time. And they are trying to reduce the cost of the resource and try to get more productivity out of the resource. We look at it from product standpoint. If product needs attention at any time, give it to it. That's when the best lean outcome is. So ultimately, you want to reduce the time of that product inside your organization until it reaches its destination of the customer. The reduction in time becomes the ultimate goal of Quantum Lean.
Certainly appreciate your insight in explaining what is Quantum Lean. That is a big help. Now, you've just mentioned what is Quantum Lean. Now, what are the benefits that Quantum Lean offers? Touch on that briefly.
Well, it makes the entire organizational complexity very simple. It allows the leadership to really look at what is more critical in an organization, makes the prioritization extremely simple and quick, allows the problems to be found and eliminated much, much in rapid way, and conserves a lot of savings. As a result, puts the company in a position that becomes the best position in the market in terms of offering the highest quality, lowest price in the fastest time. As you know, we are brought up in a way in our culture that we can't really have all three. If you want to have a quality product, you better pay price. If you want to have quick product in your hands, you better pay the price because it's not going to come to you fast. The simple example is Amazon. Amazon says, okay, if you want to be delivered in 2 days, you have to pay me these fees. which is in essence nonsense because they already have the product, they can send it anyway. The fact is, with Quantum Lean, the assurance of higher quality, lower price, fastest time is absolutely guaranteed. And that is a music to any organization because now you're saving a lot of money, you're positioning yourself in the market, you're expanding much faster against your competitors. It gives you massive, massive competitive edge. For startups or entrepreneurs, they can look at their own processes, their own goals and objectives and say, hey, I have an objective of achieving such and such by this time frame. If they use Quantum Lean process, that time frame suddenly becomes half. And their achievement of what they wanted to achieve as a goal becomes quickly gained. And as you know, if you quickly gain things, you are in less distractive environment. You are in less costly environment. The faster you get from A to B, considering the quality of the work in between being high, actually reduces the headache, reduces the rework, reduces redundancy, reduces additional stress, overall reduces your cost. So it's funny, really looking at it, you get a high quality product in faster time with less cost. Isn't that amazing?
It certainly is amazing, and some great details for us shared on the program so far today. We're joined by Dr. Michael Sanders, the co-author of Quantum Lean, Talking Lean to the Next Level, and he's the co-founder of the nonprofit organization Beehive Fund, and joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at the book, how is Quantum Lean different from other business books out there?
Well, Quantum Lean is written in a way of practical application. You can actually use it and learn it as a guide to practice what you need to practice and what you need to change. Many other books talk about differences of current conditions versus more improved conditions, but don't really give you a path to start and follow through to implement what is really needed to be implemented for the change for better. And that's been our experience. A lot of the time, we have noticed that many, many leaders or even mid-management or even supervisors go through these trainings of rigorous knowledge and learnings, and they come back and now they're stunned. They don't know what to do. The initial step, what to take, how to, where to focus, is becoming more and more difficult to find to be more effective. So this book actually gives you that recipe, if you will, so you have an idea of where to start to have the most effective change for better, and how quickly to achieve it. That's the most important change that I can say this book is offering. Furthermore, it's also making the comprehension of the complexity of organizations extremely simple to understand. It only relies on very simple fundamental facts. For instance, in the current ongoing lean type systems, it's been known that they do what's called value stream mapping. That means they map out the process in an organization, find out where the value activities are and non-value activities are, isolate them so they can reduce the non-value activities and increase the value activities and so on and so forth. They use about 26 symbols to just draw this value stream map. We use three symbols, and ours is much more to the core of the matter, faster and understood by all kinds of file and rank in an organization. You can take a very low position in an organization and teach them three symbols. They can understand that in less than an hour, whereas you can take the most smartest person in an organization to understand and make use of 26 symbols. It's going to take a month. So it is very simple. It is fast implemented. The results equally are achieved much faster and less cost.
Well, Dr. Sanders, certainly has been a pleasure to have had you with us covering your book, Quantum Lean, and all the specifics on Quantum Lean and the advantages that it does offer. A lot of insight shared, and we can't thank you enough. If someone wanted to get in touch with you or to get more information on Quantum Lean or even pick up the book, where's the best place that listeners could do so?
Well, the best places are either Amazon.com, or going to our website. Our nonprofit is beehivefund.org, and you can just Google it, and just order from there. And to get hold of me, it's very simple. You can get hold of me through Beehive Fund Contact or directly contacted me with my email address, which is my first name, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at beehivefund.org. Our nonprofit helps a lot of startups and entrepreneurs on a daily, weekly basis. We have been extremely helpful for them to guide them to get their goals, to achieve that faster and much, much more understood way. So we are happy to help whoever needs any help. We don't bite, we don't charge on our initial engagement. And in fact, we carry a lot of folks without charges, depending on where they are and how much, how eager they are to achieve their goals. So we are open to serve.
And Dr. Sanders, we really appreciate that. And again, folks, it is beehivefund.org. Dr. Sanders, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Eric. I appreciate the opportunity. Hopefully we can revisit again.
And that sounds like a great plan. We've been speaking with Dr. Michael Sanders, the co-author of Quantum Lean, Talking Lean to the Next Level, and he's also the co-founder of the nonprofit organization Beehive Fund. And for further details, visit beehivefund.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app or your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.